Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello, everyone.
And we are so excited to be here.
Very excited.
Really are. We're so excited to talk about our topic tonight.
We always are. We're always like, I mean, it consumes our day.
It does. But you know, right as we were going into our countdown to come on, Tracy's like, oh, I have a fortune cookie. And she starts opening it. So I'm like, okay, then we need to.
I haven't read it yet. So we're going to do this together.
Wonderful. Okay. Because I think it means something. It has some application to the show. Of course it does, right?
Yeah. Okay. This is for all of you listening. All the effort you are making will ultimately pay off. Yay. I love it. I love it. And now I'm just going to eat this cookie.
There you go. If she's not eating bonbons or chocolates or...
I'm not a real big fan of fortune cookie.
A fortune cookie. And
no, I'm out of chocolate.
Well, you know, at your birthday party, I don't know if you noticed it, but I had gotten you some chocolate pretzels. That was as close as I could get to chocolate.
The chocolate chip potato chips, yeah.
And then when we left, I didn't pick them up to give them to me. I went ahead and left them there for Stacy. So
I'm sure she appreciated them.
I bet she did. Yeah. I hope she did anyway. So
you know,
anyway,
those are the bomb.
Those are not easy to find. They're not.
I did see them, the chocolate covered potato chip. I saw that at the Oregon coast in Seaside, in one of those little novelty stores where you can get all the little chocolates and
that
stuff.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And they had the chocolate covered like Pringle chips there.
Okay.
But they also had like all those old fashioned, you know, candies like when we were kids and the little tins and all the cute things. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes. I was like, oh, I remember these, like the little candy cigarette things. It's like $3-4 for this little.
You do that too.
Tiny. Oh yeah. Then you have this white chalky candy, sugar candy all over your lips. But hey, all right. We're saying hi to everybody over here in the chat. If you would like to join us in the chat room, we are on Facebook Live at BBS Radio on Facebook, and you can go to the Dolores Cannon official page, or you can go to the QHHT page on Facebook. You can go to my page on Facebook.
Yeah, and go to the official Dolores Cannon. Like you were saying, there's a lot of copycats out there. And there's a lot of copycats on the QHHT page, too. I mean, it's just amazing what...
Yeah. It's a compliment, right?
It is a compliment. I was just going to say, it's a compliment when that happens. It's just, you know, we have to do some things on those. You know, it's like to make sure that... Anyway. There's some not complimentary things going on out there because of it, but it is a compliment. I do take it that way as a compliment.
Yeah. So, yeah. Even though some of that is horse pucky, but
anyway, but when you,
that is why I wore the flannel. Cause I was going to talk about horse pucky.
But come on over. And when you come in, tell us where you're from. Cause I love to see where you're coming from. You know, you're our family, and I know that we're all over the world, and it's so cool to see how this grid keeps forming, you know, all the lights that are and where you are.
Yeah.
It's really cool, because then we, on our end, we connect the dots, and we're going, ooh, look at this.
It looks like a disco ball in my head. Uh-huh. Ooh, look at that. It's lighting up. So, yeah, wonderful. Okay, we got some fun people. Puerto Rico. Okay, well, I know where some of these people live. Should I just rattle it off, the ones I know? Canada, Puerto Rico, we've got Idaho, we have Australia, we have, I don't know where they live, New York, woo! Okay, so we got some good stuff coming in. Oregon, hi, Brenda. I do have to say, hi, Chris. I'm glad that you joined us since I just literally got off the phone with you like 5 minutes ago. My clock downstairs on my stove is different than real time. And I'm chatting away going, oh, I've got a couple more minutes. And then I looked at my phone and I'm like, oh, I gotta go. And I kind of quickly hung up on her. So can I officially say goodbye, Chris?
Finish your conversation. Just say the goodbye
part. That. Just, yeah. Sorry about that.
Anyway, so
Bank Leak Hill. It's a little Canadian flag, it looks like. Ontario, maybe? Okay, so sorry. You have the grace of me not being able to read. I've never heard of this place, so.
We wanted to, I mean, I was kind of joking earlier, but yeah, we were both joking about the topic of the day. Anyway, this is a good teaching tool for everybody, because this is really what they want. And this whole thing is that, okay? I'm going to get to it here in a second, okay? but sometimes you just do things on faith. You just do things trusting that the universe has got your back. The universe, you know, everything's fine. And what you need will be supplied.
Yeah.
Okay? And that can be scary sometimes. Like if you go completely, oh yeah, you've got to read. Oh, yeah, exactly that. I've already read it. I've known some people, you know, that do shows, and they research and prepare for weeks for the show and stress and strain over it. And it's like, you know, these shows aren't meant for that. I mean, to me, they're not. These are fun. It's a gathering of all of us coming together. And then we explore whatever we as the group are calling forth. And that's pretty much what we said today. I mean, we did come up with this.
We had a theme, but
we do have it, but we left it really broad so that it gives us a lot of room to maneuver.
It's expansive.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But you know, what I feel coming through is like, this is a challenge. This is a challenge to pass on. Because what we do is we're gauging you. We can feel you. It's like this internal monitoring is going on, or the SC is monitoring. I mean, the universe is monitoring, and it's seeing, okay, what's needed. And it allows us, when we do it spontaneous like this, it allows us to receive our messages and just deliver what is needed. So my challenge to you is to do that for yourself. Hey, and I'm one of these that likes to know I used to be, because I really am not now. I wanted to know everything, when it was coming and what was happening and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, now it's like they've done things to me so many times to have help me get over that. I had to do a 3-hour, I think I talked about this one time. I was supposed to do a 3-hour presentation.
Yeah.
For a group. And I was like, and they said, just talk about whatever you want. I'm like, okay. All right. And so I'm like, okay, guys, yes. What are we going to talk about? They're like, and there was nothing. It was like, okay.
I just had this experience myself.
Okay. Perfect.
I only had 2 hours to spill, okay. Though.
And that's, you know, even an hour, you know, we're talking amount of time here. And okay, what am I going to do? And I got to have all this material prepared and everything. And I'm like coming up, you know, it's like, I mean, I had plenty of notice and stuff. And I was like working on, I was like, okay, you guys are going to, you know, help me out here and stuff. And it was like nothing. I'm like, okay, I'll check back in a week. Nothing. Okay. And I was doing that every week. And then now coming up to it, it's like daily. Anything. Now I'm driving to the event. Hints out. I mean, I had kind of a couple of things that I wanted to do, but I'm like, I don't know that that's going to be enough time. You know, that's not going to fill the time. And, but I had nothing, I had no theme. I had no nothing like that, you know? And I get there and I'm like, I have nothing. I'm actually the break before my talk. I'm talking to them. I'm like, okay, anything.
For 3 hours.
Nothing. And I'm like, and they're like, you just go, you stand up there, and then see what happens. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. I'm like, so, okay. So I did. I just stepped out there on faith and just trusted, and it got filled the whole time. And I mean, I was being fed after I got there. And what I was being told was that was a lesson. People in that audience had to know about this. They had to learn this, I was being used. I'm like you, Tracy. I'm a willing subject, whatever you want to call it, to help people. I mean, use me. If that will help others, use me, you know? Yeah. So, and that's what that was. It was like, I could say, hey, I came out here with nothing prepared. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. And then I just started going, and that was to teach. In fact, the first thing I said was like, it's kind of like this. It was to teach that sometimes you just have to go on faith, and you have to trust that the universe has got your back. And the trust is so big anymore. I mean, that's a huge, huge lesson that we're all working with right now, I think. So I think that might be why we're, you know, this was like, because sometimes it does. It's like we have no earthly idea what we're going to do, but
and it works out.
It does. It always does.
Yeah. I agree, because I did that. I set up a little workshop to do, and I was going to channel it, or I did channel it. So there was nothing I could do to prepare.
Right.
Because it's going to be a channel. So 5 minutes ahead of time, I'm sitting there literally going, you guys better show up. And they did. And you know, it was like, it was interesting, because I was like, can you at least give me a hint? What are we doing with this? You know, all they had was this title to this workshop. And I was like, what are we going to do here? What are we doing in this workshop? Give me something. Just like you said, silence. And I'm logging on and greeting everybody. And I even said, okay, well, I don't know what this is going to look like, you guys. Let's go find out. And I swear to God, they didn't take a breath for 2 hours.
Yeah,
I ended up with, my throat was raw. I was dehydrated by the end of it. They talked so much. And I was blown away that went by, that time went by like it did. And my co-host is showing up here.
Hey, Latte. And that's what the end of that talk. I mean, some people are telling me that was one of the best talks they'd ever heard. And I'm like,
right? And I think those are, because they are so spontaneous.
Yeah. That they're feeding off of, right? And it's gauging it off of theirs. So it's feeding off of their needs. So it's whatever that's what I'm saying. The universe is sitting there scanning the audience, and they know what they need. And then, so that's where I'm a willing, whatever channel, vessel, anything to just deliver messages. If that's what they need. Okay. Exactly. Now you had an interesting, and we're not going to identify or anything, but where we were coming from, this has kind of been a play from where we were rolling with our idea. So I'll just do that. And I think this will help somebody. Cause you know, Kai and I did our show this morning on, what did we do?
Sometimes we do this. like I came up with the name, and 5 minutes later I'm texting Julia going, do you remember what I said?
Exactly.
Next banner, and I forgot what we said we were doing. Anyway,
but it was just a really cool show, as far as like it was one of these that it's really opening the mind, and it was like, okay, you want to, let's twist it. You know, you want twisted brains like pretzels, you know, then let's do some of that, because I guess it's the exercise for the mind. You know, let's just work on this. And so it was about parallel lives, timelines, all these different things, you know, that are really cool. I mean, that's a fun playground to go to.
When your mom talked about the convoluted universe, and then now we're getting into these phases of what does that mean? Because I believe she said that, you know, they were going to spoon feed us because we couldn't handle it all. And now we're getting to these ideas of the, you know, the parallel timelines and multiple dimensions and all this stuff. And it is convoluted.
I mean, she had those ideas, but it was like, now we're getting to where it's like, oh, of course, you know, we can really conceive. When those were coming out through her and Seth and some of that other material, it was like, my brain's going to explode. You know? And then now it's like, well, of course that can happen. You know, why not? And it's, I love it. But what they have shown me, and they've probably shown you this too, is, you know, like you're saying, but now, you know, we have all this information and we, it's almost like we know it all now, right? It's like, we know this much of the tip of the iceberg. Yep. And it's like,
we're lucky enough to have that much of it because it is so expansive and
so layered. So it gives you an idea of how much more there is and how much more we get to explore. Yeah. But you're right. It is spoon fed because it's just this, I mean, before it was like this.
Yeah.
And now it's, we're about, that's what they showed me is something like that, you know, of the,
you know, I had an experience, when I was in Idaho and, I was having a conversation with my friend's daughter and we were talking about, you know, we were just kind of going through all the information that was coming in all week long, because we were having all of these really deep little conversations here and over there and over here. And all of a sudden we're just sitting there reflecting on it and realizing how even the smallest conversation we had was very synchronistic for the experience that was happening throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And how everything, they were just showing me like little puzzle pieces to create this bigger picture. Even the littlest thing in the 5-minute car ride over here or whatever it was, everything was just very delicately placed in our laps of information so that at the end of it all, it all just fell into place and it was like, oh. And it was so interesting to go through that experience and see how all of it was playing a part.
Yeah, that's why I think where they keep talking about stay aware. If you will be aware, you will notice these things. They're always
surreal almost.
Yeah.
And then they were going, now expand that to your life. Mm-hmm. This week, yeah, you're putting all these little pieces together and going, now that entire life that you just lived all led up to this moment you're in, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like, oh, you know, and the celebration of where you're at right now, no matter where it is, because, hey, you know what? You've put in a lot of effort and it's working out for you. It's going to pay off. That's right. Because the fortune says so. But, you know, all of it, celebrate every piece of it, even the abusive stuff, you know, it was like it all got you where you needed to be in this moment right now.
Where you are. Exactly. Yeah. You would not be this person if it hadn't been for all the experiences that you laid out for yourself to learn from.
Yeah. Crazy. And powerful.
Yeah. You had something, and I don't want to identify anything, but you had like a session that you had with somebody and that's where, and you got a message that came through, not to identify anything about the person or anything, but the message that came through was really interesting, where you said that like they were thinking one way and then your channel said, no, take it bigger, think, be outside the box. And that's what we were saying.
I'm probably going to expose more of that than you.
Okay.
Than you are. And I think that'll be okay.
Okay.
We get into our learned behaviors, right? Mm-hmm. It's like we have our social construct of what we know to be real, masters, angels and stuff. You know, we have our collectives that we believe in. And in her session, she was being surrounded by the masters. You know, she had Jesus, Mary, all the master realm gurus were showing up around her. And then she was told to think outside of that, go beyond that. What happens galactically for you? And when she went into that space, just the sound in her voice was so fun, because she was just like, oh, like, holy cow. And it was like this glass ceiling just got broke. and there was no limit anymore. And it just went way out there, like just groups of beings of benevolent, beautiful, high vibrational beings were showing up all around her. So it was really cool. So yeah, that's, I think that was kind of our, we all need to do that. Where's our glass ceiling?
Exactly. I like how you said that there were no limits anymore. So it's like, where, in what ways are we limiting ourselves and not even realizing it? You know, it's just, and it was like, no, think outside of that, because that's at your disposal. You're only getting this because this is all you're thinking.
Right. And think about this. We don't even know what we don't know, right? Yeah, so what happens when we ask to see that piece that we don't even know to ask for, you know, and where does that take us when we go beyond even what, okay, so here we broke our glass ceiling. Now we're in that expansion. And then what happens when you go beyond that? Because that only created another glass ceiling, right?
So, yeah, because you get comfortable. I mean, you're going to go as far as you feel comfortable. And then when you hit that point and you're ready, now go beyond that. And it's like, that's how it is each time. But each time it's a growth. And I mean, they've always said you can't have the whole shebang at once. It's too much. You know, you have to, that's what the spoon feeding is. See, that's just, this is like this way instead of, you know, like we were thinking going down on the iceberg. Now it's like going out, you know, we're just taking incremental growth spurts.
Yeah. Now here's another out of the box idea, because we always think about, okay, well, let's go out. Let's go out. How big can we go? Yeah. Now go in. Now go in, now go in. How deep can you go?
Yeah.
Because that is another infinite path.
Yes.
And it's really kind of exciting when you actually get into all that and start doing it and really follow that rabbit hole of, okay, what happens when I go in? Yeah. Oh, I'm a galaxy. I'm my own galaxy. I'm my own infinite source of energy. Mm-hmm. Where does that take me? Oh, you know, and then you start exploring that energy and I'm a kid in the candy store with all of this. It's just like, more of that.
Well, exactly. Like I said, it's a really fun playground to be in.
It is. Yeah. So that was the idea behind today, is that we want everybody to step out of that box. What's your box? You know, what's your limit? Now get out of that and go further. Yeah.
And can you identify when you have limiting beliefs, when you say limiting statements? Because they happen so easily. I mean, my gosh, we live with them all the time. So sometimes they're there. I mean, somebody has to point it out to you. That's what, you know, accountability buddies are good for. What did you just say?
Oh, really? Yes, exactly. And we get into that. But, you know, you started this off with the perfect statement, because that was one of the questions that was on someone's sheet this week was what can you tell me about having faith and trust? And here you are saying it. And I'm just like, okay, here's another theme, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, and that's a huge one. That is huge. And is anybody out there, I mean, is that what you're finding? Are you finding yourself dealing with things that challenge your trust, that call you to do that? Because that seems to be a big theme right now. Like, that's like a major stepping stone for us. Mm-hmm. We work this trust thing out, and oh boy, what happens next?
Yeah. But there is, you know, if you're working at something, and one of the things that is one of my favorite sayings that get me through things is, when it looks like it's not working on the outside, that's when God or your angels or spirit is working the hardest on the inside or on the backside, where you can't see it. And how many times have we come up against that wall where it's like, oh my gosh, I worked so hard at that, and it's just falling apart, and it looks like it's going exactly the wrong direction, and then it all gets turned around and comes back. And that is where we're being asked to have that faith, to have that trust. And you have to trust that it's going in the right direction or the highest good for you. And maybe it is better if it falls away, and then something even better will show up for you. And then it all makes sense, but you have to have that faith and trust that that's going to happen.
Yeah. So, and kind of paraphrasing what you just said there, I'm trying to remember, I think you said this in some of our conversations or something, that it came to us, like when things, you know, things have to break down in order for something new to come, which is what you just said. And so if things look like they're falling apart, no, just trust. Like, yeah, it's
a sign.
Just know it. If things are falling apart, that means something new is being created. It's not that, oh my gosh, and I need to hang on to this. No, you asked for something different. And that's why this is happening. It doesn't happen unless you ask for it.
Yeah. You ask for something different. Mm-hmm. And that's why this is happening.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. Erica is saying in the chat room that she had that same thing in a session that she did today. So I'm telling you, it's in the air.
Yes.
It's amazing. I'm sure if we all kind of got together and said, okay, what was your theme this week of sessions, we would all be kind of coming up with very similar things. It's amazing how that works.
Right. So was that the answer that was coming back? You need to trust, or I mean, like what, how was it coming up?
Let me see, how did that one come out for that question? I think in her journey of looking at all the things that were being presented, she realized that everything was going the way that she was working at manifesting it. And so when we got to that question, she said, I've already got that answer. So yeah, it was pretty cool. 'Cause you know, it's like, you're saying it, it's out there, trust and faith and,
absolutely. I think it's so funny because we'll say, gosh, I really need things to change, or I really need this or whatever. And it's going to call for a change. But then when it starts happening, we're screaming and everything and throwing a fit because everything we know is falling away and it's falling apart. And oh my gosh, my whole life is a wreck. It's all messed up. And it's like,
yeah,
it's making room. It's making way. Just trust. It's all for good.
Well, and history should show you that that's what's happening too. You know, anything that you can look at that, you know, has collapsed in your life or has gone, you know, a different way than you thought it was going to. And then the end result is usually something better, you right. know, something that you either yeah. You were looking for it to be this and that's how it manifested. Or, you know, a lot of times, what do? We go out there and we say our prayers and it's like, okay, God, bring me this, this, and this, please. And we're doing our little prayers. Mm-hmm. And then everything falls apart. And we're thinking, why is that happening? In our minds, we feel like God should just be able to go, oh, okay, there you go. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Right? But we have to become that energetic match. And that's what everyone needs to remember. You're asking for something because you desire it. And now the universe is creating, building you into the energetic match so that you can acquire that thing that you desire.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't always look the way we think it's going to, but if we need a growth spurt to get there, or we need to step into faith, or we need to put our foot down and say, no, this is what I want. I want it. You know, I want this to look like this. And energetically now we went from passively wanting it to no, this is how that needs to go.
Yeah.
And we step into that energy. So it's powerful.
Well, yeah, we all know we're conscious creators now. So that other thing, other realm of doing it unconsciously and stuff, that just doesn't work anymore. I mean, we know we're doing it now, right? We're all on that same page, right? so now it's how to work with it, you know, so and step into the power. I love that alignment thing. That's exactly it. So this world may not be in alignment for the vision that you have, what you have going now. So that's why it has to fall away. It has to fall apart.
Yeah. Which brings you to your parallel lives and timelines and all of that.
Yeah. Like Kai was saying this morning, he's like, he may still have a life going on where all the different places that he made different decisions, those other ones may still be, they're probably still going on and he could still be in those. At any point, you know, it once we really start understanding and getting really good at this timeline jumping, then we can go visit these other ones, you know, and stuff. And in sessions, that can be what's happening as we're looking at some of these other options that we had. We're choosing to focus on this one.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think we had this conversation before, but it seems like a lot of people have been going to a current life mm-hmm. in their sessions lately. And that was a question that was posed to me today by or maybe it was yesterday, who knows? Anyways, by a practitioner, it's like, is this common to have them keep going to a current life? And more so it is. Because we're, you know, we've healed so much already. And, you know, now we're just moving into a whole different frequency. But what's your theory on why that's happening? Why people are kind of migrating into going into the current life?
The current life? Well, the SC has said the past isn't so important anymore. It's like, I think we've got those things squared away. Now we're just trying to take care of what happened in this life, what's gone on there. So we're just trying to get it all kind of neatly wrapped up, you know, whatever parts there are relating to our, what's happening in our life now, then we'll deal with that. And that's where we go back in there and just to see where this is coming from, like something that's going on now, it's coming from something that happened back here. So we get that cleaned out, and then they will take us off and show us like who we really are. Yeah. This is what you can really do. You know, it's like too much time is wasted on the past. Let's go forward.
Yep. You get a minute there. Now we're going to take you somewhere else that you're really going to enjoy what you're going to find.
Yeah. This is what maybe like really happened back here, just to give you perspective, just to get you some understanding, help that heal, whatever you need to do there. And then now let's go see the great and powerful being you are.
Yeah. Let's go find your superpowers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Superpowers. Remember how I was talking to you about our interaction here on the show, and I had somebody say, well, yeah, you guys are like the Wonder Twins, you know, that cartoon where they take the rings and they she sent me pictures. Wonder Twins activate.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Speaking of superpowers, there we go. So we're Wonder Twins activating. So yeah,
very good. We'll come up with a little thing.
Yeah, we're going to order some rings for the next show. Be good.
Wonder Twins, you're not.
That's how we'll start the show. We'll both do the camera. And the other suggestion was that we travel around and do live shows from places like, you know, Belize and Bahamas. And I was like, I'm on board.
We are going to be at a location later in April. I'm not going to disclose the location now, but we could actually do that.
We should. I think we could do that. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
And maybe you can try and guess where we are.
I think that'll be easy. If
we're... Not just guessing where Tracy is. Guess where we are.
Yeah. Where are we together? Mm-hmm. So that could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. We could get Kaya in on this too. You guys could do your Friday mornings.
Yeah.
And then we could do our Friday nights.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right. So all that plotting.
If you do happen to guess where we are before we get there, if you want to join us, come on. Trust your intuition.
You can find your way to where we are. And if you do, you get to join us. So funny. I'm guessing.
This could be a fun game. There we go. We can leave clues.
We'll in front.
Yeah.
This is why they call us the twins. Awesome. All right. So.
All right. Okay.
Well, so Judy's going to be joining us, but.
What?
They're already guessing in the chat room where we're going.
Okay. Super. That's wonderful.
All right. Yeah. Well, now, you know, if even, oh, I like this. Hawaii. Yes. Let's do that. Okay. The QHHT Power Rangers. Okay. Well, we did kind of dress in the same colors today.
And we didn't even communicate about that, so see?
No. Or did we? Mm-hmm.
That's good. I was just cold. So I put my sweater
on. It's cold here today. I even asked the kids, is the heater on? They're like, yeah. And I'm like,
it's got cold. Yeah. It's raining and it's just yucky. Got cold.
That's why Hawaii sounds so good. Oh, New Zealand. Yeah.
What was that?
New Zealand. We got Sedona, Hawaii, New Zealand. Yep, we're on board.
All very good places.
Very good places.
Mm-hmm. Maybe and, put them in a hat and just.
Oh my gosh, I'm liking the way you're thinking here. Yeah, mm-hmm. we'll put it all in one of those little wheel spinning systems and see what comes up. And then. All right. Well, I like how this is rolling out because it means I get to go fun places. So I'm all in. But that's fun.
Well, because we want to do things where we can, especially where we can bring all of us together, and you know, and that is kind of a thought.
That was the other part, doing the show in front of a live audience. Speaking of, I'm just going to share where all this information is coming from, if you don't mind. This was my Akashic Records with Leah.
Oh, okay.
And she was the one that was seeing all of this taking place. So.
Oh,
we wouldn't want to make her a liar now, would we?
Now, what is that woman when that happens? Is that it actually being real or you making it real? That's right. Yes.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. She said it, so let's go make it happen. You know, we want to help her
feel
good about her predictions.
Yeah, it's not saying anything I wouldn't be in alignment with.
Right. So that would be fun, though, one of the locations having just a live audience with us. So, yeah. Now, then we would just have to keep each other in check. But, yeah. However. or not.
A few books on your head.
Yeah, that would go over really well. Matter of fact... Okay, so have you guys ever played with dowsing rods? Why not, right? Let's just do that. Okay, so I got my little dowsing rods here, right? So I'll do this thing. Please show me yes. Thank you. Please show me no. Thank you. Okay, you ready? You ready for it?
Show a neutral.
This is neutral. Okay, am I balanced today?
Well, it didn't take rods to say that.
I know. But I asked that question earlier because I kept getting the balance cards, right? If you guys aren't watching the video version of this, it did say no, if you haven't figured that out. So, okay. Let's see. Is Julia the reason I'm not feeling balanced today? Oh, you're off the hook. Okay. That's a no also.
I have nothing to do with it.
I did. I picked him up and I was just thinking, okay. Let's check in. I haven't checked in a long time. So, but I kept getting these Oracle cards that had the word balance on them. Mm. I'm like, am I off balance? So of course I grabbed those and I asked, am I off balance? Yeah. You know, so
did you get what was not balanced?
No.
See, that's the only thing about dowsing rods is you just do yes and no questions.
Well, I did. Well, here, this is what I do when I... If you guys really want to know, I can poke an eye out. Hold on. So then I say, okay, get in balance. Can you balance my energies? And then it'll spin. And then I wait until it quits spinning. And it's supposed to be clearing my energy. Now they're just clanking. But I just love playing with little tools like that, you know, and checking in and seeing where I'm at with it. But... Mm-hmm. You know, I think what happened was I was asking that question and then the phone, I think, rang and I got on the phone and I didn't further explore that, but this was reminding me, right?
Yeah. So, and I just want to, I mean, nothing against the dowsing rods because I think they are a great tool, but I played with them, this is a long time ago, and I was starting to get messages and stuff like that. And then a friend of mine was using dowsing rods and they were trying to teach me how to use them. And I'm doing it. I mean, and these things would not move. They're nothing. They just stayed perfectly still. I mean, they're like, you can't even make them do that. You can't hold them because the way
you got to get all balanced out.
And, I mean, and they would not move. And it was just the strangest thing. I'm like, and every time I tried, nothing. And then I heard them say, this is what's so funny. I heard them say, it's like, well, we could talk to you through those, but if that's what you want to use, that's fine. You can use those. Yeah. But if you do that, then you'll stop hearing us this way. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. I don't need that. Because the it's a tool. So we look at it as it's a tool to make that connection. If you're maybe having difficulty making that connection or understanding and realizing what the connection is, and if you're having trouble trusting that connection. And so it's a wonderful tool. It's a stepping stone.
It is a stepping stone. And speaking of stone, I have someone asking, what is the pendant? That this is, I don't know. But what I am going to do is I'm going to hold it up to the camera because maybe somebody watching does know. Mm-hmm. And what happened was I had a dream last night and somebody in the dream picked this up and said, look, or they said, I found your stone on the floor, and they handed it to me. So then this morning I'm up and I'm getting ready for my day. And I was like, which one of my crystals should I wear today? And then I was like, duh, I need to wear this one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Let's see if I can bring that into focus. It's kind of got this crystal back.
It's like a crimson color, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know if anybody can help us with what is that stone. But if you are out there listening, and how do I get these wands? The dowsing rods, you can find them on Amazon. That's where I got mine. And just look up dowsing rods and go for some that you like.
And then now, before you put that back on you, that can be used as a tool.
Yeah. Please show me yes.
This is a pendulum.
Thank you. Please show me no. Thank you. So my no is counterclockwise. My yes is clockwise.
And then what's the back and forth?
That is, for me, the back and forth is just waiting for me to ask a question, or it is, if I ask a question and it's just staying back and forth, it means I need to ask it differently, or that it can go either way. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're bored in a hotel room and you write a bunch of different things on a piece of paper,
you can make it like,
like a Ouija board.
Yeah, like a makeshift Ouija board, but it was all positive stuff. So we put all the.
Yeah, I did that here. I did a chart here, and when I'm kind of trying to get a feel for how long will it take me for this or that, I pull that out and I just see where it goes. But so you can use a necklace like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because it's got a crystal on it. See, it's a crystal, a stone, a gem, something that makes it really, really good. But anything pointed you can use, but that's wonderful.
Yeah. The experience in so we're getting advice, don't try the dowsing rods. Well, so the dowsing rods, my experience with those is I don't use them for important questions.
Yeah.
But what I do, what I use these for is I have a copper pyramid that I sit under for meditating, and I went in the backyard with my rods and asked, where does the pyramid want to be? And it will point in whatever direction. And I asked.
Yeah, they're really good for detecting energy.
Yeah. So I asked it to take me to the strongest energy point to put my pyramid in the backyard. So that's actually what I was using those for. But every once in a while, I get goofy and play with them. So, yeah. But again, don't take anything too serious, right? So if it doesn't feel right, do not put a grain of salt into that. It's not in alignment with you.
And it's okay. You know, different things, what they say, different strokes for different folks.
Yep. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. This is up here in an earlier statement. I've used them to find buried power lines, gas lines, and they're good for that. Yeah. So, but yeah, for personal questions, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be, I like to think that, you know, I have a preconceived idea. I have a hard time giving myself readings. Even with Oracle cards, if I'm throwing out Oracle cards.
Everybody does. You're not, that's why they say don't do it for yourself.
I don't, yeah. I don't do the readings for myself. Some people think that's funny. They're like, oh, it must be nice to always have your answers. I'm like, yeah, it must. Who has that?
Yeah. You are the hardest person to read for is yourself.
Yeah. So picking up dowsing rods or a pendulum or, you know, reading Oracle cards for yourself, you know, it's, the only way that the cards have ever worked for me to pick up cards and read was if I just asked for guidance each day and I'd pull three cards and then I'd meditate on what each of those cards was, you know, what was the message in those cards, and I'd meditate on them. but not in the sense of me asking a direct question, just more in the sense of what do I need to know or what's the best direction for me to go today. And then I would take
But I like that, because here's what I do when I do readings for myself is I'll do it and everything. And if I don't like it, I shuffle them and do another one.
Right. Yeah. So right now, if I were to pull cards, okay, we got the Ten of Wands here. That means there's a burden somewhere, right? But you know what? If I don't like that card, guess what I'm going to do to that? I'm going to be like, oh, I'm getting over a burden. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to read it the way I want it, right?
Whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
So, I resonate with that. So I think I'll go with something else.
I don't like that it's a burden. I think I'm going to make it not a burden. And I'm getting done with that. But again, mm-hmm. is that bad? Because maybe you're manifesting and creating the solution to whatever's burdening you. So who knows? Yeah.
Or maybe it's showing you, okay, this is something for you to be aware of. I mean, and that's what it is. It's just things like that. But like you said, you then now do something positive with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're definitely going to be an influencer of the information if you're attached to the outcome. That's why it is best when I was learning how to do readings, I was always told by my mentor, go to somebody that has no idea who you are.
Yeah.
Somebody that has no attachment to your outcome. Mm-hmm. Because if I have an attachment to your outcome, it's hard for me to read you, because I have to find a way to become very neutral about how I'm looking at that card or that energy that's coming out.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You don't read for me anymore for that reason.
is that why you stopped? No, you've been asking me questions.
No, actually, I stopped asking because I stopped needing mm-hmm. to have answers.
And it is a growth spurt, isn't it? I remember that too. I went through that phase where it's like anyone that would answer a question, I would throw one at them.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, I really don't like their answers. And I really don't feel like I fit with that answer. And I really don't. And then it was like, then why do you keep doing it? Oh, why aren't you trusting your own gut? Mm-hmm. And that really is the only way to do your own, is trust your gut.
Yeah.
Where's your heart taking you? What's your gut say? Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, the best way to get your own information.
Absolutely. And that's the biggest trust is with yourself. Just trust yourself to know. Trust yourself to have the answers.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you're like, oh. but we do. We have all the answers.
We do have all the answers.
For ourselves. You know, I may not have your answers, but I have my answers.
Sometimes you have my answers. It's really
crazy. Sometimes I do, but. Yeah. And sometimes you have mine. Swap them.
I'm gonna go back here, but we thank you, Dia, for that wonder twin. But you know, it's true though, there's such growth spurts in all of that, and it brings us right back to that faith and trust, right? And
it really is. That's why that's so huge, because I think we've made such big strides that as a humanity, as consciousness, and as a collective, that's the word I'm wanting. We've made such big strides, and now we're working on these, you know, it seems like, oh my God, they're so big, but it's just that it's because it's one of the final ones, I think, to get us through that. We've really overcome some huge ones, some big things. We just don't see it. And it's like, we can go back and look at what we've done. We've done some major stuff.
Yeah, really we have. Even the things that we might've thought were little things are bigger than we think they are. You know, it's like overcoming a hardship or an illness or something of that nature. We don't realize how impactful that's been for future things to come, as we've learned how to trust and be in the faith that, okay, even when it doesn't look like it's working, I know in my gut that this is going the right direction.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's or if you're me, it's not.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's when you're at peace with yourself. See, because that's what this was meaning. You're in alignment. You're at peace. It's calm.
Yeah.
The center is calm because you trust.
Back to it. Every time I think of those things, I always think of Peter Pan. You know, the faith, trust, and pixie dust, and then you can fly. It's, every time I'm like, Peter Pan was brilliant, 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 teaching us how to fly. So. Okay.
Stay young.
Yeah.
Of course you can fly.
Of course you can fly.
You just can't fly because you don't believe you can fly. We talked about this morning too. Flying is coming. The only reason we don't fly is because we don't believe we can fly. Oh. As we start believing that we can fly, we will be flying.
Yeah, that came up in a session too. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool. I'm noticing the time, and we were given our little bit of a warning. So, Tracy, how can people find you if they would like to get with you? Anything?
Well, I'm going to leave clues, just like we are when we travel. No. You can go to TracyMahan.com, or you can go to QHHTOfficial.com and go to the practitioner list. And you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I mean, if you can't find me, you're not looking.
You're not hiding.
I'm not hiding. Julia, how about you? How do people find you?
Well, they can find me. You can find me at JuliaCannon.com to where I have my Soul Speak course. You know, there, you have all this information there.
You're so used to me having it that you just point now.
Or you can get my book at Amazon or at OzarkMT.com. And let's see. And then if you want, you know, these sessions, we talk about the QHHT sessions. We have the online courses going, and we have the level one course. And then we will be launching the evergreen, meaning it will run perpetually, level two online course. Started the 18th, whenever that is.
That is so that's huge.
In 2 weeks, I think.
Wow. Something. That's not even 2 weeks, is it?
Not even 2 weeks. Yeah, it'd be like 2 weeks from yesterday, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, that's really exciting. And that's at QHHTOfficial.com.
That is very exciting. Mm-hmm. It's like graduating, right? And
huge. Well, that's another pandemic accomplishment.
Yeah.
A pandemic project. That's what we were calling it last week. Yeah,
that's right.
These are things we were guided to do, and we have.
Yeah, we had Sarah's book, which was the pandemic book that we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we also got the course translated into French, so that is launching now as well. Yeah. It launched yesterday, actually. So
awesome! Mm-hmm. Very good. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
That's fine. Yeah, so much going on.
Oh, it is. Yeah, and it's fun.
It is fun. And Tiffany's saying, yay, good job.
Yay. Thank you.
And everybody that's been in the chat room chatting, I do have to go back and look at some of these. I didn't get to look at them all. I don't know if anybody ever came up with what this.
Oh, okay.
This pendant.
Well, keep putting, you know, if it comes to you, they had time to look it up.
Right.
Come on.
Well, I tried to look it up today. I couldn't.
Challenge is on. You can find it.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do this for me, because I'm not. I love crystals, but I'm not rehearsed in what crystal is what.
Yeah.
So I just know that when this one was given to me and I put it on, my whole chest and neck turned bright red.
Oh, interesting.
And so whatever it was something I needed to clear something. And then to dream about it last night was like, okay, I'm wearing that thing today.
Yeah.
And and everyone that I've interacted with today has asked me about it. So it's definitely something that needed to be worn and shared. So
Right.
We're all getting something off of the crystal.
Absolutely.
So with that.
Yes. Thank you all so much for being here. We love you and can't wait to be with you again. Maybe we'll have another mystery subject next week.
Do we? Wait a minute.
Do we have a guest next week?
We have a guest next week. We have Christy coming on next week with
us. Okay, so it won't be a total mystery then.
Not a total mystery. No. And then the week after that, we're having Tamara back on to talk to us about some astrology.
That's okay, because that time of the year. Yes, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Super. Well, thank you all for being here. We love you. Yeah.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for having me, Julia.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you for having me. And thank you all for having me. Bye.
Bye, everyone.